Hello, my Audio Boo friends. It's Stefano, also known as Slandy, here on Audio Boo. It is October 1st, 2012, the first day of October. And I was just listening to the ongoing discussion about copyright. And in fact, I am a little bit behind on my own October episode one. I hope to record it in the next 2 or 3 hours. That's my intention. It is 1 o'clock in the afternoon here, about half past 1 o'clock. I had a wonderful coffee with a friend of mine earlier this morning. Therefore, I didn't have the time to do my October episode, which today is on what music you are currently listening to. However, before I even get on that subject, I just wanted to put in my own 2 cents about playing music on Audio Boo. My intention, and I think I said it about a week and a half ago when we started talking about October, is I'm only going to put 30-second snippets because, as Simon had mentioned, and as seems to be customary on a lot of music sites, I think record companies tolerate the 20 to 30 second snippets. Again, sort of as a teaser of the music, and I'm hoping to use that premise, if you wish, to post a few little snippets of music. Just to give you an idea of the type of music I listen to and I like to listen to. If somebody wishes to post a longer version or wants to introduce the Audio Boo listeners to a whole entire piece, and wants to talk about it perhaps, but then wants to have them listen to the entire piece, what I would suggest is you put a link to the YouTube video in the description of your Audio Boo. And that way, as Simon was mentioning, YouTube has sort of, but they have a sort of a contract, sometimes unwritten, with record labels and companies that they will offer a certain percentage of the ad revenue on the site to the record companies once the record companies release the rights to that music to be left on those videos. Sometimes the videos are from legitimate sites of the artist or the record company. Sometimes they are not. When that happens and there is a clear violation in copyright, you'll often note that it's the same music that plays for a whole bunch of different videos. I can't remember the exact title of that piece, but YouTube always just inserts that music and overwrites whatever audio was there in the first place. That's how they get around that, by just not letting it go through. I think they probably have special audio algorithms that pick up on music and can figure out what it is, or it picks up on the titles within the YouTube videos themselves. That's why sometimes YouTube videos have very strange configurations for the titles of certain songs. It's to obfuscate them from the Google algorithm, I think. So that's one way to get around it, is just post, talk about the song. You know, let's say I wanted to talk about, Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, and instead of playing the entire thing on my Audio Boo, I would talk about it, talk about, say, perhaps what I feel about it, or when I first heard it, what I thought about it, what the impact it had on the rock and roll industry as a whole, and then put a link to where you could watch the YouTube video on YouTube. Right. Watch the video on YouTube. So something like that. Okay, that way it gets around this whole copyright thing about putting music on Audio Boo. You're not putting the music on Audio Boo. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Well, yeah, but I'd like to play snippets, or I'd like to play it in my audio boo or underneath my voice. Well, look, if you're really concerned about copyright issues, don't play the music at all. I am concerned about copyright issues. I've written software in the past. I've done some development. I've written some technical documents that had my name on them, and I wouldn't necessarily want them to be copied without at least my permission, right? When it comes to music at that level and some of the musicianship out there, well, I'm not talking about independent music artists who are scraping together three people to listen to their piece and they would fall over backwards to have you put it on Audioboo. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about legitimate, professional musicians who make a living selling their works. And I know some of you are going to say, yeah, but they make millions anyway. We're talking about intellectual property here and copyright. So anytime something was written or done by somebody else, you don't really have the right to copy it. That's why it's called copyright, or rather copy wrong, because it's wrong to copy it. You're not supposed to copy it, especially for rebroadcasting. That's almost in neon lights in most copyright statements. It might say you have the right to copy it for personal use. Say you'll copy a CD to have a copy in your car. Even that's borderline, but let's just say. But absolutely never for rebroadcast to the public. Okay? And it gets to the point that in Canada, some of the laws are even forbidding you to play it at a party for your own family. That's how stringent some of the copyright laws are trying to be here in North America, in Canada. But as I understand it, it's, to Mac or anybody else who isn't quite sure, it's basically, you're not allowed, period. Yes, there's fair use, as Rob was saying, Acrobat, there's fair use where if you're going to criticize it, yes, you can play a part of it, sort of to give an example, which is what I'm going to do. I'm going to limit myself to 20 to 30 seconds. I know it's not a lot, and you don't get to hear the whole thing, but it's just an example. After all, we're here to share our love of music and to talk about music, to share a little bit of music. But again, in the spirit of that, and in the spirit of loving music and enjoying musicians and their musicianship and their artistry and their hard work and their dedication, how about if we respect their intellectual property and stay within the bounds and confines of the law, while at the same time allowing our fellow listeners to partake in some of the music that we enjoy in small snippets, or as a suggestion, since they get paid for it by ways of royalties through the ads on YouTube, just post a link on YouTube, and that way you get around that problem. Anyway, I'd love to hear your comments on that, and I hope, I'm crossing my fingers, that I can get down to my studio and connect all my equipment and produce my first Octaver and hopefully sort of get a workflow, because I'd love to do one a day. I don't know if I'll be able to pull it off. I may end up having to do two or three a day and then post them on the successive days. We'll see. Okay. Thanks, everyone, and have a wonderful October.